On Good Friday, one of the petitions we hear is that the Lord sets captives free. And during these weeks of Easter, we hear of that very thing, of today's Acts of the apostles being set free from prison, or Apostle Paul and Silas being set free from prison. And they don't run away and escape, so they're not imprisoned again. They go right to doing what the Lord asks them to do, and they go and preach in the temple, or go to Philippi and Caesarea and all those places that Paul and Silas went. And in some way, we are all captives. I'm a captive, and you're a captive, I will suggest. Captives in with spiritual wounds, things that words that have hurt us, or actions done against us, or maybe it's something we've done as well that is holding us captive and continues to hold us captive. And Jesus dying on the cross and rising again offers us freedom from that captivity, just as we hear in the Acts of the apostles being set free. The Lord wants to set me free and set you free, and he will do it. Not too long ago, I heard Father Mitch Pacwa and another person talking about going to Lourdes and the beautiful physical healings that occur there. They also talked about the spiritual healings. And Father Pacwa made an interesting point, I thought, said that when we're physically healed, that concludes at our death. When we're spiritually healed, that continues for all eternity. Think about that. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit, wants to heal our spiritual wounds, wants to and will heal them and set us free from that captivity. We just simply need to turn to him. We might not even recognize them. Holy Spirit will take care of that too. We ask him, he'll show us those things that are wounded us and have impacts on our daily lives, and absolutely will heal them. So even though these Acts of the Apostles, 2,000 years old, it's not. It's for us right now. It's for you and it's for me today. God bless.